My name is Satara.
My name is Madison.
Today we're going to be talking about a requested topic on how to style lingerie. So really excited to show you a couple of different outfits today. And the best part is that we are both quite opposite, so you get to see kind of like a wide range of how we style things. Yes. I am more so, and I'm going to say this just start, I'm more so on the basic range where I am just like, you know, you take a shirt and a pant of some sort and you combine it, a couple of accessories, perfume, and we go. Whereas Madison has the amazing ability to just use so many beautiful accessories and make it just this fantastic, beautiful outfit. So I'm super excited to show you all these outfits today. So Madison, tell me what really cool stuff you got on right now.
Yeah. Satara said, I'm a little extra. So I definitely will tell you guys in real life, like, I'm styling casual as if I were, you know, going to be walking in on the streets of New York or in Paris or going to like an event that you can kind of be casual chic. If you ever see me in real life, I'm probably in boyfriend jeans and some kind of tank tops. I got to keep getting dressed. So I'll kind of show you how I put this together. So what I have done here is I have this amazing pair of pants, and usually what I do is I kind of start with an inspiration piece. And guys, when I shop, I know a lot of people are like, make sure you don't get like things that are too out there because you can only style them once. When I find something that I feel like is like super extra and unique and in my vibe, I always grab it because I can always wear 10 different things. So I love these pants.
Yes, me too. Okay.
The set I have on, so this obviously came together, this bra and this harness, like they really detached. Cool. So I'm going to find a shirt that's going to be like kind of a croppy shirt to be able to kind of hit me between the end of the bra and the harness, but also going to be narrow enough so you can see the matching details on the straps. So that's the shirt we throw on real quick. So this shirt is actually, it's like kind of full, but what I would do is I would, because it's a stretchy shirt, I kind of like ruche it, right?
Yeah, nice.
Because what I really want to see is this. Because I have such narrow hips, my body can take a lot of bulk like around this area. I'd probably add like another belt down here because again, I'm trying to bring like this hardware look all the way down, right?
Cool.
So this is cool. So I have like my little moto backpack probably like, you know, sunglasses-ish type of vibe, right? And so this is like, this is kind of like Spice Girl looking.
It's amazing.
So this is like a casual look I'd probably wear if I'm trying to be like chicy casual going out. Yeah. That's how I would style lingerie without it just being the bra. That makes sense?
Yeah. That's really, really cool. I think you also would look awesome with some sort of leather jacket. I think it'd pull it all together really nicely.
That'd be like really a leather, like moto-y, a moto jacket, right?
Yeah, is what exactly, you do. Exactly.
Take it on and
how
off depending
cool.
on
you somehow just make such small things like come together in such a cool way.
Satara, talk me through what you're wearing, what you would wear it to. Talk me through your breezy style.
Okay, so first of all, I do want to note if you can see these, whatever they got going on, some sores are kind of what's been happening is I've been doing a lot of running lately and my sports bra is slightly too small, so my breasts actually kind of fold on the top, so when I'm running they're chafing and they're sweating, so I'm getting these like nicks and sores and cuts and stuff, which is just crazy. So yeah, that's what my boob situation's got going on, but just wanted to share because it's so prominent, isn't it? You can see it from like so far away.
So what, we wanted to show you guys because that's a real thing, like, and that's not something that a lot of women really talk about, but if things are too small, they can really cause like irritation other than the fact that, you know, it feels tight, like they can cause things to rub. So make sure sports bra's in the right size. Satara is struggling because the running bra that she's using only goes up to a certain cup. And so another reason why we're wanting size reduced.
And those size ranges.
Need
it. Yeah.
All right. So talk me through what you're wearing.
Cool. Okay. So this would be my like casual outfit. If I was like going to some sort of like beach party or going to hang out, like going to a brunch or something like that. So really I've taken this bra by Bravissimo that we've seen in the last couple of videos, which is gorgeous. So loving the strap detail. And that I think that's the easiest thing for me to style when it comes to lingerie. Like if I want a peekaboo moment, strappy detail is going to be the easiest thing for me to do. So now I just got nice low cut top. I actually have so many of these because they're really, really easy to style. Just something you can tie up, something crop. I think with the fuller bust for me and specifically being so curvy, but like having high waisted and crop is kind of like my okay zone. You know, I'm good to wear that. I know it's probably going to look really good. So I have this nice flowy top, and then I just paired it with a denim skirt that I think is from M&S actually, and it just kind of has like a slit in the front. It's really cute. I didn't pair a belt with it because I didn't actually find a belt that I liked with the to match the color schemes, but I'm one of those people, like I said before, I'm basic. I probably would just go out with this, my wallet, and some flip-flops, be done with it, maybe some sunglasses. But yeah,
I mean, that's important to have. Like, again, this is a look that I don't have because I don't have a medium between complete sweats and this. And I do like, no, it's true. And like, it's cool to be able to do that. Then I also think that outfit would look really good if you had those like white flowy beach pants. Like, it'd be like a beachy type of vibe. Yeah. That would be really cute too.
That would be really pretty. I do actually have quite a few of those pants, so it would look really good. Those are my sweatpants out of the house, are those flowy pants that, because you could style them pretty well, can't you?
yeah, flowy pants are good. Yeah, so stock up on those white flowy shirts because they are like the perfect thing for showing lingerie.
Definitely. Thanks.
It is. All right, so we're going to do office, and we did business in our last styling video, but for us, we did kind of like what we wear to our own business events, which are lingerie focused. But we had a request on like corporate office wear, and so we're going to change into that and explain how we both like interpreted that. I wanted to wear something that was kind of just a peekaboo under the dress, and so you can't really see the rest of the harness when I'm wearing this dress. You're only going to see like this top part. And then like for me, I really do think that the err on the side of more modest than less, because you're in a corporate setting. And it also depends on what kind of office you're in. If you're in entertainment, it might be a little bit less like heavy of a dress code. But if you're in something like finance or something like anything like that, real like intense corporate, erring on the side of modesty is a little bit better. So I'm going to zip up the dress and show you what else is going on. So this is like one version of this office outfit. Okay. I have a purse, right? Nice. So biggest thing here is the only piece of lingerie I really have going on is the harness, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're someone who wants to, again, err on the side of not too showy, something like this doesn't really look like I have a bra, right? It just looks like it's part of the dress. So this is a very structured dress. I also really think that, at least for me, when I think corporate with lingerie, one of the cool things about lingerie that makes it feel like lingerie is that it's fitted and it's tailored. And so I like to like emulate that with things that really fit the body well in terms of the office wear. So even though it's not lingerie, it's still giving that same like tailored look. But this is one look. You can also show you guys a different option. If you are someone that is a little bit more daring or works in fashion or like Hollywood, you could play with putting harnesses over the dress. So I'm going to do that. Again, this is kind of like a, doesn't look like a bra, it's a harness, right? So I'm going to try to put this over this without this bra to show you, or without this belt to show you what that looks like. Okay, so here's a different version of this. If you are like, again, wanting more of a like outright lingerie look, but it's still conservative, not something that everyone is going to want to wear depending on your office setting, but it is still relatively like, you know, office-y, especially if you're someone that kind of works in an industry that leans more fashion.
And honestly, seeing the harness on now, I don't think that it's too show-offy. Obviously, depending on the dress code, I would totally think that that would pass as being okay to wear in the office.
Like, I think that it, again, if you work somewhere that's more fashion-leaning, it's like cool. And it looks very upscale. If you work somewhere more conservative, they may be like, that looks too bondage-y, right? So
100%, cool. Thanks. I love it. Thank you, Madison. Okay. Right. So for me, I have never worked in an office. So obviously the only office clothing that I see is from Pinterest or from other people wearing it. So I did my best with what I had.
Let's go.
This is my office outfit. I love it. This shirt is actually from Perfected. So if you don't know Perfected, they make clothing button-ups tank tops, t-shirts, bodysuits for Fuller Bust. So this actually has some kind of like button situation, a tie up. I think it's adorable. And then just paired it with a pencil skirt. And then the lingerie moment is that little peekaboo strap. So it's not too much. It's not in your face. It's not wow. It's just kind of, if you notice, you notice it's there. You could kind of hide it too a little bit if you want to pull the straps in. It could be one of those things where you could play around with. But I've never done office. So this is like the best office wear probably pull off that I would do. I'd wear it with some heels, maybe a little handbag. Yeah. But what'd you think, Madison?
I have many thoughts. So first of all, yes, we got to pull up Perfected, because if you are working in an office, she has amazing things that are just made for Fuller Bust. So if you can't wear a button up because it always pops open, that's where I would go to, because they have shirts like that. The puff sleeves are great on her. That Fuller Bust top is like not straining. It's like showing the boobs, but it's like fully closed. And that pencil skirt is nice and like form fitting, but it's long, right? So it works for an office setting. Like this would totally work. What would make it, if you wanted to be a little bit more conservative, but still have them showing, is for those straps to be white. And totally so if you want that peekaboo on it to be like, is it lingerie? Is it not? The white, I think, would be really good. Yeah. You wouldn't feel like it was cover up. But yeah, I think this is really cute. Like this is definitely like, depending on your office, something you could wear. Thank you guys for requesting this. Like we love styling. And, you know, we just wanted to show you again that, you can wear the lingerie. I think it just takes time to figure out how to incorporate things, and obviously to buy pieces. And as I said last time, to build your closet so that you have different options. Just make sure you're always according to dress code, because that's the most important thing, right? With lingerie. Yeah.
Definitely. Right. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.